joining us now, we've got Bill McCarthy. He's the director of the Mid-Am in Charlotte. He serves the USGA as championship director for the U.S. Mid-Am, as well as the U.S. Amateur Four-Ball Championship. Bill, welcome into the golf shop.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
I'm well, man. You guys are getting ready for a major event here, and I think sometimes people forget how big an event this is, how significant it is, not only for the golf community, but for the people who play in it. So give us a sense for the history and significance of the Mid-Am.
Well, thanks. First, thanks for having me on, and we're excited to bring the Mid-Am to Charlotte this year, and we'll be there coming down. The staff is coming down next Saturday to gear up. And a little bit of history is this championship, is, you might know, the USGA runs 14 national championships throughout the season. Our biggies, are the U.S. Open, the Senior Open, the Women's Open, the U.S. Senior Women's Open, the U.S. Am, Women's Am. But beyond that, we run championships for other demographics, our juniors, seniors. And here we're talking about our mid-ams. And the Mid-Am started in 1981, and it's designed for players who are 25 and over. So we've taken kind of the dominant collegiate player out of the mix, and I like to refer to it as our true amateur championship. You know, these are players, elite players from around the country and around the world who have jobs and families, but still manage to play at an incredibly high level. This year we had over 4,700 entries at 72 qualifying sites around the country, and 264 of the best mid-ams from around the world are coming to Charlotte to vie for the Bob Jones Trophy. And as a result of winning the championship, not only are you a USGA champion for life, but you are now exempt into the next 10 mid-ams, the following U.S. Open, U.S. Amateur, and hand-in-hand with that comes a traditional invitation to the next year's Masters Tournament.
Well, and you're playing on two of the area's finest courses, but they're very different. So tell us, because not everybody even in our listening area is familiar with both courses, intimately familiar anyway, or has played it. So tell us a little bit about playing on two courses that play so differently and what kind of a challenge that will present.
Well, that's a great question, and appreciate you bringing it up, because that's what I wanted to discuss a little bit. You know, we've got Charlotte Country Club is going to be serving as the primary course, and then Carolina Golf Club is our stroke play co-host. Charlotte's on the east side of the city. Carolina's over by the airport. Ironically, they're both Donald Ross designs and have received minimal renovations or restorations over the years, just kept that natural Donald Ross design. And they're both fantastic. You know, Charlotte's more of a traditional, challenging golf course off the tee. You got to be in the right position. The green complexes and the bunkering are remarkable. A lot of elevated greens with roll-off and deep bunkering. Where Carolina is a little more straightforward off the tee, going to play a touch shorter at just under 7,000 yards, where Carolina is going to be up over 7,300 yards. But the green complexes over at Carolina is what makes the place for our stroke play portion. They're just amazing. It's hard to describe the bunkering, and the fairways are a little forgiving, but they're forgiving for a reason, because you have to be in the right position in the fairway to attack these Donald Ross green complexes. And both these clubs have done an amazing job in terms of getting ready. Matthew Wharton, the golf course superintendent over at Carolina, and John Zielinski at Charlotte are all in. They just can't wait to put their products out, have the best players in the world come play.
Well, we're talking to Bill McCarthy, director of the Mid-Am, taking place here in Charlotte. I'm curious, when you start talking about these Donald Ross designs and you're telling me about the length that these courses are going to play for the Mid-Am, I mean, they're playing at the length of PGA Tour events, which is fantastic. But Mid-Am players, as good as they are, do play differently than PGA Tour players. And how does the approach to those difficult green complexes change for this whole idea of a Mid-Am being for people a little bit later in life, but not seniors, obviously. How does the way these players are going to approach those green complexes differ than what we might see on the PGA Tour and sort of sticking it and making it spin and all that kind of stuff?
Well, not by much. You'd be surprised. The level of play, you know, we've got 264 players coming, and when we set the golf course up, we don't set it up for the entire field. It's going to be tough for a lot of players. It's going to be difficult for all. And we really target those You know, out of the 264, we're going to have 64 make match play. And when those 64 make match play, in my eyes at least, they are playing at nearly a PGA Tour level at that point. You know, now the greens may not be, compared to, say, the U.S. Open, the greens aren't going to be as fast and they're not going to be as firm because these players aren't going to generate, you know, with their strength, the spin needed and the spin control, the stop on the firmer greens. But I'll tell you what, if the U.S. Open's a 10 and the U.S. Amateur's a 9, the mid-am's an 8.5. It is right there when it comes to challenging these players.
Well, and I think what you're going to see is you're going to see players who can stick it and get it close and keep it on the green are going to benefit, and those who fall victim to the Donald Ross design and see that ball, you know, they think it's great in flight and it may hit the short stuff and then roll off, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, at both courses, we've modified some closely mown areas around the green complexes. We've eliminated some that were a little too easy and flat to the putting greens, and we've enhanced or introduced some that really take the ball away from the putting green once you roll off or miss the green. So now you're laying down, say, 10, 12 feet below the green on fairway lie that's rather tight, and now you've got to figure out what kind of shot you play. You're just not going to be in the rough and lay open a 60. You're going to say, all right, can I putt this? Can I pitch it? Do I need to lay it up? Do I need to punch and roll it, or am I going to flop it? And we did a lot of that over Carolina and really opened up the green complexes in terms of the closely mown around them to introduce not only difficulty but creativity to challenge these players.
Well, we're talking to the director of the Mid-Am coming up here in Charlotte, Bill McCarthy, and I'm curious, you know, some of our listeners, I mean, Charlotte has been very, very supportive of the Wells and then, you know, the PGA and the Symetra Tour and even up at River Run, we did a nice job, although people thought it was a little far away with the Web.com Tour. Well, make the argument that golf fans need to come out and watch these people play.
Oh, because of the experience. It is the big thing. You know, when you go to a tour event or a USGA, US Open Championship, you know, you're behind the ropes and you're back in the grandstands. At our amateur championships, you can walk the fairways with these players. There's no admission charge. So come on over to either Carolina or Charlotte. Our stroke play portion starts on September 22nd, 23rd. Then match play is 24 through 27 over at Charlotte. And you can walk the fairways with some of the greatest players in the world and truly experience the best of Carolina golf and American golf.
And family friendly, bring your kids out, expose them to the sport. And I will guarantee for most people, you will never swing a golf club better than you will in the weeks after watching top amateurs or professional golfers play.
Oh, absolutely. Hang out on the range a little bit and watch these guys practice and walk a match or walk around with some of the elite players, and you just can't help but pick up on their tempo and their rhythm. You're absolutely right.
So are you still looking for volunteers, people to help out as well?
Well, we are, and you can either go to usga.org, championships, and or to the Charlotte Country Club website. There still may be a few opportunities to volunteer for walking scorers and walking spotters, and we'd welcome any interest you folks have got there. But if you don't have the opportunity to volunteer and you've just got a day to come on out, you know, I'm really encouraging folks to come on out and watch some great golf. And even on top of that, our partners at Fox Sports are going to be on site, and we are going to be airing the semifinal on the afternoon of September 26th, and then the afternoon round of the 36-hole final on the 27th on Fox Sports 1.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck with the event, and we will be out there supporting it with a live remote, actually.
Outstanding. Look forward to seeing you out there. And, Mike, thanks for what you do.